Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Sam Stein, managing editor of The Bulwark. I'm joined by Tim Miller, who looks fresh from his Jubilee appearance. You look fresh. You look good. How was it?
It's a fake if I look fresh, but I'm happy. I'm happy you think so. You know, look, I just wanted to do a little, give everybody a little treat for their Thanksgiving holiday. You know, I wanted everyone who is in a mixed family, you know, to have an opportunity to turn on the Apple TV, turn on the YouTube, get together as a family and watch me debate 20 Gen Z conservatives and model what it's like to have disagreement with people in good faith. And that's something that everyone, that many people deal with during the Thanksgiving season. And this is an outlet for that disagreement.
When you say mixed family, what do you mean?
You know, I mean, some people that are Trump voters, some people that are Trump opposers, rather than throwing the gravy across the table, I don't know about you, Sam, but I think you have a pretty
Do you talk politics at Thanksgiving?
It's not in a while. So now we've come back around, but we ended up having an institute. This goes against conventional wisdom. No drinking. Limited drinking. Like the Thanksgiving, it went for a while.
Once me and my brother hit
21, Thanksgiving drinking went up like a lot. And then the fighting of the family went up a lot. And so then we had to downgrade the drinking. And so now hopefully we've reached an equilibrium.
Well, usually it goes like this. Usually you're sitting around, it's like 2 o'clock and you're like, is it acceptable to start drinking? And then you're like, yeah, it is. And then you start drinking and then it goes up and then it goes down and then you get a second wind and all that. Anyways, we jumped right into it. I should back up a little bit. Tim was on Jubilee. For those who don't know what Jubilee is, it is a widely popular debate show in which one person is sacrificed ritualistically, has to go against 20 people who are in opposition to him or her. It makes for great virality. People have probably seen the infamous Sam Cedar facial expressions and Mehdi having to deal with neo-Nazis and all that stuff. Tim, I think you decided before this, and I want to get a little bit into the chronology here, but I think you came in with a different perspective. Can you talk about how you went about approaching this?
I did. I watched both Sam and Mehdi's. I thought that they were good in various ways. And I had prepped, I didn't know, right? Like I thought about, I'd imagined that maybe I would get Mehdi type fascists, in which case I would have a different strategy, of course. so like I did some mental prep for Mehdi type strategists, but I got the sense that maybe the Jubilee people thought that was a little bit hot in the kitchen for their taste, having some like actual Nazis, and that they were hoping for a little bit more of, you know, kind of an actual constructive dialogue. And so, you know, I kind of went in thinking that I was like, you know, the camp counselor, like the cool teacher, you know, that was a little bit more liberal than the students. That was kind of gonna
a little bit.
try to nudge them, you know, try to push them the right direction, try to make arguments that maybe would resonate with them. I think I did that at times. Other points, you know, like Sam, my face betrays a lot. So I'm guessing
you would always be a bad White House press secretary for that reason. Yeah.
So it definitely got hot at some points, but sure. You know, I was doing my best. I think that my most useful service, to the extent that you can do anything that's useful in this world, is like to be somebody that used to be a conservative, used to be a Republican at least, rather, that, you know, understands the point of view, that does not have like views that will be totally anathema and crazy to these people, that can at least like engage with them on the level and try to make a case that opens their mind to the possibility that there's another perspective besides what is in their little bubble.
Well, I still do want to get to like how it actually works, but I guess one last question on this specific thing. When you went in there, did you think your audience was the 20 conservatives who were opposing you or the people who were going to watch it?
I was mostly thinking of the types of people that were watching it that were rooting for the people that I was debating against, right? Like I was trying to think, how could I convince the other 20 somethings that were more, you know, whatever, conservative leaning or MAGA leaning, that they could watch this and think, oh, you know, the old guy got a few in. The old guy had a few points there.
That guy might still have a fastball on him.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to do. And and interestingly, in the room, at least a couple of them came up to me after and said that, which I thought was very gratifying.
Well, let's get into the sort of granularity of it. So, like, how does it work? Like, how far in advance were you told? How far back did it shoot? Where is it even held? Like, what's the prep like? I want to know all of it.
It shot the No Kings Day. So when people were asking why I wasn't at the No Kings protest, it's because I was flying out there and I already agreed to it before they had the No Kings date. So I agreed to this probably 3 months ago now. And, you know, they pick a date out ahead of time. We go back and forth both on like how they want to frame it. I talked about this a little bit with JVL and Sarah, so people can go to the next level if they want to see more about, like, they wanted to call me a liberal. We kind of went back and forth, and then I'm like, I'm a liberal. It's not like really how I would describe myself, the first word I would use, but like it is true about me that I'm not.
Liberals don't describe themselves as liberals anymore.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't have let them describe me as a progressive because I'm not, but I'm definitely a liberal. Sure. And so we went back and forth on that, and then what the claims would be. Like, I pitched them like, I think, 12 ideas of topics to debate. They sent me back some, and then we went back and forth. And then once we kind of settled on it, we got a date, and you're in LA and you're in like a warehouse in the middle of it, like south of downtown LA. And it's hot in there. The one thing I wish Mehdi and those guys had told me, because I did call them before and ask them for advice, was like how hot it was. Cause I was dressed in like a red long sleeve shirt and a flannel overshirt.
I was going to ask you about your outfit. Yeah.
I'm a little concerned that I'm going to look kind of red, and like a red apple a little bit. So I'm a little nervous about that. But
Borg Takes is sponsored by Calm. There's a lot out there telling us how to be better. Be a better parent, better partner, better worker, better version of yourself. It's exhausting. When I need to hit pause and reset, Calm is the tool I reach for to release stress and find space to breathe, even on the busiest days. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, and it's here to help you feel better. If you're feeling like you could use some support navigating life's ups and downs, get the relief you need with Calm sessions. They include guided meditations to help you work through anxiety and stress, boost your focus, build healthier habits, and take better care of your physical health. Or sleep stories, sleep meditations, and calming music to help you drift off to a restful sleep quickly and naturally. Calm app puts the tools you need right in your pocket, so stress and anxiety relief is always within reach. Calm has over 2 million five-star reviews and can help you stress less, sleep more, and live mindfully. Calm your mind. Change your life. Calm has an exclusive offer just for listeners of our show. Get 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/bulwarktakes. It's an amazing value. Go to calm.com/bulwarktakes for 40% off, unlimited access to Calm's entire library. calm.com/bulwarktakes, and tell Calm you heard about them from me, the calmest person on the internet.
So you go there, and it's, but it's a secret. They don't tell the kids who they're debating. So they bring me in a side door because they, like, I had to pee and the bathroom was in the main room. So they made them all turn around so they couldn't see me.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah. Like, so I go in the bathroom, go to the bathroom before they mic'd me up. And, yeah, I mean, it's an intense process.
And they're all sitting in a circle and there's a table in the middle and they just walk you and you sit right at that table.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then I go and sit at the table.
You don't say hi and introduce yourself. Nothing.
Yeah, I kind of greeted everybody, but like one at a time when they come up, I greeted them. And, they ask you to kind of state the claims in front of the camera. It's the most awkward part. I didn't realize I was going to do that in front of an audience.
Is there an actual audience watching or just
No, I'm in front of all them. Hi, I'm Tim Miller. I'm a whatever. So you do all that and then it just kicks off. Then they do like the running in the chair thing.
And you see these kids around you and you know the sequence of topics that you're going to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I made the claims, right? So then I settle on the claims. They get to see them.
And they don't know the claims, or they do know the claims?
No, they don't know. So they get read out loud and you hear them be like, ooh.
So you get... Ooh, ice. <Yeah. laughs> well, that puts you at a little bit of an advantage, right?
Little advantage, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Did you look around and you, like, in your head were like, I want to take down that person?
No.
That person looks like a fascist. I
went in trying to, like...
Come on, that's bullshit. You must have looked around. You must have seen who you thought would be weaker and said, I hope that person comes.
I did. I truly didn't. I truly did not. It's hard to, you're looking around and I was interested.
What did you think was going to be the easiest of the topics going in? And then what did you think was going to be the hardest?
I kind of put the final topic was that red states are being governed worse than blue cities. And I kind of, I wanted to put that at the end because I thought it was kind of easy and boring. Like, it was like, this is just pretty straightforward. We're doing stats. Like, this stats. Is just like, you know, yeah. And so it's a little bit less of.
Now, did you memorize the stats? Because
I memorized some stats. Like, yeah, I took some notes and memorized some stats. And
you can't bring notes in.
You can. I had like a couple little notes on the paper. Don't have a chance to look at them. No. Yeah, I had like a little note card that I'd like written down a couple of. Like on the guns one, you'll hear me say, like in Japan, and now I don't even remember, so I need the note card. Japan had 10 deaths, Australia had 260. So I did just kind of write down those numbers so I had it right, because they do fact check you. They do. Jubilee, they fact, not live in the room. But this is something that Medi said told me to think about. He's like, look, they come out with a fact check after, and you don't want to. You don't want to be embarrassed by that. I was thinking that the guns one. I figured the guns one was going to be the hardest, but I thought it was interesting. I purposely framed it as a play on the Charlie Kirk quote because, you know, I thought it was really relevant to them, and I thought that maybe brought a little bit more of an emotion.
What was the Charlie Kirk quote?
Charlie Kirk quote was that part of having the Second Amendment, you know.
Oh, right.
You know,
tolerate death.
Yeah, there are going to be a few deaths. You know, you have to understand that there are going to be deaths if you're going to have the Second Amendment. I basically made my claim the inverse, right? Which is like, we don't have to do that.
We don't have to do that.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought that'd be hard because you can interpret that as me saying, I don't think we should have a Second Amendment, which wasn't really the argument I was making. Like the argument I was trying to make was that, we can try to mitigate the deaths within the framework of having a Second Amendment. And like, we should do that rather than just accepting that like death is going to be death is going to be the outcome. And so that's kind of a complicated argument. And so I did the most kind of prep thinking about that. And I did think I got owned a little bit off the top on that one. He went in immediately on my knowledge of what gun licensing processes is. And like, I had prepared some pushback to what I knew I was going to get, which was like, you don't know the difference between an AR-15 and a semi, an Armalite and a semi.
Classic,
and like, I had an argument prepared that's just like, look, guys, you don't understand the different ways of heroin injection, and yet you understand that we need to have regulation of it, right? Like, I don't think you.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So I was
until the guy comes up with a needle in his arm and says,
he came in very specific, though, on the registration and licensing. And it was like the first point, and I was like, ooh, I got caught a little bit on my back foot with that guy. and one thing I noticed that the kids were ready for. So I might have had an advantage in knowing the topics, but the kids were prepared in like the debate bro style of Jubilee. Yeah. And one thing I noticed before is that like you're on the upper hand if you're the one asking questions. And right. So the smart ones came up and immediately started asking me questions about my claim. And so then I'm defending, you know, so then rather than making a claim that I could rebut, they're putting me on my back foot by like being the, you know, tough Senate president questioner. And a couple of those guys did that pretty well. It was hard for me to deal with that because I wanted to put the questions back on them, but then you seem rude, you know?
Well, it's interesting. Do you think like culturally people are just more attuned to, you know, how to debate these days? Like I was not on the debate team or anything like that. But it seems like everyone nowadays online at least is just like, I know how to debate and I'm going to like get at it. Like, did I miss the generation? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. They're inspired by Kirk and Jubilee's been happening for years now.
Right.
And a couple of – the other thing is on their end – you know, the kids that did really well in the circle, like there have been some of them gotten very famous. It's like a little bit of an American Idol thing. Like Dean Withers.
I know Will Summer has written about one of them or a couple times for his false flag. But
on both sides, right? On the liberal side, like Dean and Parker are very famous.
The rest we're going to do for paying subscribers. So if you want to hear the rest of our conversation about how Tim's Jubilee event went and also what it's like to be in there, hit that button, subscribe to the feed. You can get us on Substack or YouTube. We always appreciate our paying subscribers. You support the mission. You support what we do. So thank you. And if you want to continue the conversation, hit subscribe.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.